Looking Out by Ray Hartshorn.
Lad? Lad?
Yeah?
They're still on with it.
Can't you hear them? They must be on double time.
I hope you're not sat in the dark.
No.
What?
I said no. I've got the telly on.
Because if they don't see a glimmer, they'll think the house is empty. You're not looking out of the window, are you?
You'll be glad I am one day.
What are you looking at now?
This bloke. He's knocking at number 15 opposite.
Number 15?
Yeah. He's parked on our side and he's gone across there.
He can park where he likes. It's a free country.
Not in my book, it isn't. Our space is our space. I'll put him in the picture when he comes back.
Is it the regular?
Oh, it's too early for him. Hello.
What's happened?
He's given up.
Knocking?
Yeah. He's coming back. He's getting in the car. No, he's not. He's coming here.
I hope he's not seen you behind the curtain.
He couldn't have, not where I was sat. What do you think? Shall I open up? Oh, I'd better answer it.
Well, ask him who he is first. It might be double glazing.
Yes. All right. What is it?
Could I have a word with you, please?
Ask him.
You're not double glazing, are you?
No, I can assure you I'm not double glazing.
Only a bloke got an iron bar over his head a few nights back.
I understand your caution. I just want to speak to you. You may be able to help me. It's concerning the young lady at number 15.
Hang on. It's about her opposite. What do you think?
Be on your guard.
Right. Okay, pal. I'm opening up. You can't be too careful these days. It's bad enough in the daylight.
Yes, I'm afraid it's symptomatic of the age we live in.
They'd cut your throat for a dollar.
Well, I won't keep you long. I'm inquiring about the young lady opposite, number 15. Have you by any chance seen her today? I've been knocking for some time. There's no answer. Perhaps you saw her go out earlier.
Well, I don't spend my time keeping check on other people.
No, of course.
But to tell the truth, I've hardly clapped eyes on her since she came living round here. But I'll call the missus. She might have seen her. Eva, have you got a minute? She's doing something in the kitchen.
Yes, what is it?
This gentleman wants to know if we've seen the young lady opposite, number 15.
I've tried the houses on either side, but with no success.
13 and 17?
Yes, that's correct.
If I remember right, I caught a glimpse of her first thing this morning. About 10 o'clock it was. I was coming back from the chemist and I saw her leaving the house.
Was she alone?
Oh, yes. There was nobody with her. But she may have been going away because she was carrying a case. Monique, isn't it?
Yes, that is her name, Monique.
Of course, I don't know her to speak to. She's only been resident a short time. She doesn't acknowledge anyone.
They like that round here.
But someone in the off-licence mentioned her name. That's the only reason I know it. Apart from that, I can't help you.
Perhaps if you come back later, she might be in.
You're right, of course. I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
It's no trouble. Sorry we can't help you.
Well,
that's not your car, is it? Only I've got a lorry coming in a few minutes.
I'll have to go. I've left a pan on.
It's murder trying to park on this street.
I'll move it immediately.
I mean, some of them have got two cars. Would you believe it? A dump like this and there's people with two cars. That's why parking's a problem. And if you don't look after your space, they'll stick a caravan on your doorstep.
Yes, well, thank you.
Some of them don't know where the next meal's coming from, but they've still got two cars.
Nice.
Inner cities. She wants to pay a visit to this place. I put her wise to a few things. I wouldn't mind the price of that suit he was wearing.
Yes, he must be worth a few quid.
What's he want with her, then?
Your guess is as good as mine. Could be his daughter.
Anyway, I put him in the picture about parking in our space.
Where else could he park? The other side was full up. Let's have the light on.
It's always full up. I mean, what is it over there, a knocking shop?
Whatever it is, it's none of our business. And what's this about a lorry? You've not got a lorry coming.
I know I've not. That's just what I tell them. They don't fancy getting their paintwork scratched. He'll think twice in future.
You're fighting a losing battle. If it's not him, it'll be somebody else. I mean, we've not even got a car.
What's that got to do with the price of fish? Our space is our space. It's a matter of principle.
Yes, well, if you fancy another mouthful from someone, keep it up. Every time you go out, you get a mouthful.
Did he give me a mouthful? Because if he did, I don't remember.
Of course he didn't. He was a gentleman. You could see the breeding was one of the old school. Do you want the volume up before I sit down?
No, switch it off. Your favourite's on later.
Oh, that's better. What's he doing?
Just being interviewed.
Pass me the paper.
Oh.
He's, over here then?
Yeah, he must be skint. He wouldn't be over here if he was solvent.
I'll tell you one thing, the last time I saw him, he was walking bad.
Well, he did his own stunts, didn't he? If he was a fit man, he wouldn't be over here scrambling for a few bob. Turn the light off.
Oh, turn it off yourself.
Oh, that is easy done.
Well, I am turning the telly on. If you don't see a glimmer, they'll be breaking in the back door.
Shut up.
God help us if anyone sees you.
It's the regular.
The Mercedes?
No, it's a Volvo. But it's the same bloke, all right. You can set your watch by him.
Are you sure it's him? You've never mentioned a Volvo before.
Because he's always come in a Mercedes.
Perhaps it's somebody else.
I've just seen him clear as crystal in the street lamp.
What's he doing?
Checking the car. Weighing up.
He must have a few, Bob. You don't run cars like them on fresh air.
Perhaps he works in a garage. Aye, aye. Same procedure. Straight across to number 15. It's no good going across there, mate. She's not in. She's flown the coop.
I wonder if he knows about the other one.
What other one?
You know, the gentleman. The one that was here a few minutes ago.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Oh, cheeky.
What's he doing?
Having a gander through the window. She is out, you give it up as a bad job. He's having a final knock. You can knock all night, pal. He's going back.
Come away, then.
He's getting back in the car. Looks like he's settling for the long wait. Not in my space, you are not. I'll put him in the picture.
Come back, you fool. You'll only get a mouthful.
Excuse me. I've got a lorry coming. It's a tipper, a big un, and he doesn't care where he tips. So if I was you, what is it over there? A knocking shop? It used to be all right round here.
You turn the light on.
I'm going to turn the telly off.
Oh. What did he say then?
Nothing. He always says nothing.
Sit down.
She should have a red lamp over that door.
You want to be careful what you say. Oh, if my legs had let me, I could fall fast asleep. Was it the regular?
Of course it was. Told you it was. He's regular as clockwork.
You could be mistaken, especially him coming in a Volvo.
Listen, I'd swear on Bibles a foot high.
There's a lot of people swore on Bibles and have been wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
You could be. The state you get into about people parking in our space.
I don't.
You're not infallible. There's men gone to the gallows on hearsay. He was going on about it on the telly. What's his name, you know? The do-gooder ran for Parliament but failed.
The singer's husband.
That's the one.
What was he going on about?
Mistaken identity. How people under stress sometimes see what they expect to see.
They're rubbish.
And according to him, what are you looking at now?
Quiet! What's better?
Turn that light on. You'll get us locked up.
Just a minute. Something's happening across there. She's just come to the front door.
Number 15?
Who else? She must have been in all the time. I tell you, it's a strange business. Aye, aye.
What's up?
This takes the biscuit. There's a bloke just come down the lobby behind her.
What's he like? Is he from round here?
I can't make out. There's no lamp on her side. Looks like he's got one of them funny hats on.
Funny hat?
As far as I can see. A little pair of opera glasses would make all the difference.
Yes, and then you would be in hot water.
Yeah, I know all about it. She's giving him a kiss.
But you was carrying one this morning when I saw.
And you told that bloke she'd gone away.
No, I didn't. I said she may. What are you shushing for? They couldn't hear us if we was a symphony orchestra.
She's looking up and down the street. Hello?
What is it?
I tell you, if this doesn't confirm it, nothing else will. There's another bloke coming down the lobby.
Has he got one?
What, a case?
No, a funny hat.
Oh, it's hard to say. Maybe he's there.
Don't let them see you.
The two blokes are going. Separate ways. Don't look over here, you French girl.
Come away. She didn't see you, did she?
No chance. She's gone back in.
Then turn the light on. Show's over.
I tell you, this street has gone to the dogs. It was a pleasure to live here once.
Well, you know what ruined it, don't you?
The influx?
No. The improvements. Since they did the improvements, this street's gone downhill. Sit down.
We'd any oil in our can. We'll be making a move from here as quick as possible.
Whoever heard that before? That's how you feel this week. Next week, it'll be better the devil, you know. Anyway, we couldn't get a mortgage at our age.
And if we could, we couldn't pay it. We're trapped. That's all there is to it. Your Charlie had the right idea. He saw the writing on the wall and got out in time.
And you could have done the same. And in those days, you could go for £10, but you was always going on about the insects.
I could do with a bath.
I could have told you that.
I think I'll chance it. It's quiet out there. The youth club mustn't have let out yet.
Oh, come away from the window. Give it a break. It's none of our business. There's nought going on that you can do anything about.
Oh, yes, well, get this for a fact. Security doesn't end with just locking the front door. There's things going on in this country.
Yes, I know all about it. Save it for them that's interested, because I'm not. Get your bath.
Aye. Right, then. I'll push off. See you in about an hour.
Well, I won't be going anywhere. That took longer than you thought. I hope you've left it tidy. You've missed them.
What?
They've been and gone while you was in the bath.
Who's been and gone?
The two men that was here about half an hour ago.
What, here? This house?
No, of course not. If they'd come here, I'd have given you a shout.
I should hope you would.
Oh, they just pulled up in a car. I heard the engineer was dozing and it woke me up. And do you know what I did? It's unbelievable, but it's the truth.
Keep your shirt on.
Well, this is how bad you've got me. I jumped up, panic-stricken, turned off the light and went and sat in your chair behind the curtain, looking out of the window. Now, that's the effect you have on people. That's the state I'm in, and you're the culprit.
Calm down. I don't want a performance. I want a performance. I watch the telly. Anyway, what happened? And don't tell me they went across to number 15, because if they did, then I am right down to the cop shop first thing tomorrow morning without fail.
Oh, yes. Well, you might be sticking your nose in where it's not required, because they looked official, very official.
Official?
That's what I said. There were big fellas in long overcoats and trilbies.
Perhaps they're onto it. They did go across there, didn't they?
Yes, they went over all right, and they knocked on the door. But she didn't answer. And then straight away, a light comes on in the attic. But they couldn't see it, not from where they were standing. Then it went off again.
And the officials couldn't see it?
Not for my money, they couldn't. And I didn't say they were officials. I said they looked like officials, which is a different thing altogether.
Oh, well, I'll tell you straight. Dressed like that, if they wasn't officials, then they must be villains. No danger. I'll tell you, they could make a film round here. What happened when she didn't come to the door? Did they push up?
They comes back to the car and drive off.
And that was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I nearly forgot.
What's up?
Your two friends are back. The blokes in the funny hats. They must have had a key, because they just went right in.
When did they arrive?
Just after the others left. They come down the street together.
And you didn't see her?
I told you. They went straight in.
So much going on over there that needs looking into. First thing in the morning, I am putting my suspicions to the right people.
You talking about the law?
Who else? I mean, you read things in the newspapers about funny goings on that people see but don't do anything about. Until it's too late.
Yes, well, I must say, it looks suspicious.
Well, that makes a change.
What does?
To hear you agreeing with me. You're usually accusing me of putting me nose in where it's not wanted.
Then again, perhaps we shouldn't get involved. I mean, you'd have to tell them that you'd been looking out of the window.
Well, is that a crime? It's a free country. There is no law saying you can't have a gander out the window. I mean, I don't think it's come to that.
Maybe not yet, but the way it's going.
So lifesaver to me. Now, who's this, then? Oh, it is non-stop. Turn out the light.
Who is it?
Give me a chance. Let him get his feet on the ground.
Is it the Volvo, the regular?
No, it's not him. It's a Volkswagen. It's him that was here before, early on.
The gentleman?
Yeah, definitely. It's him, all right. He's pulled up on the other side, right outside her front door.
What's he doing?
Not much. He's walking down the street. Aye. He could be waving to someone.
Down the other end?
That's what it looks like. He's not bothering with number 15. Well, he's coming across here.
Out in the light.
No. Let him knock first. Then switch on as if we've come in from the kitchen. Turn the telly off. Hang on. Let him knock again. Right. Switch on now. Hang on. I'll behave as if I don't know who it is. Hello? Who is it?
I'm afraid it's me again. I called earlier. I wonder, could you spare me a couple of minutes?
Hold on. What do you think?
Well, there's no trouble there. He's a gentleman, isn't he?
Let him in, then.
Well, I would.
Right. Just a second. I'll open up. The lads are busy tonight.
Yes, they certainly have their work cut out. Look, I'm very sorry to disturb you again, but I'm afraid it is very serious.
What is?
The situation. I can offer no identification, not in my job. But I can assure you it is a matter of national security. Could I possibly come in for a few minutes?
Let the gentleman in, Les. Don't keep him standing there. You know what they like round here.
Right, then. Come in.
Thank you. I won't keep you longer than necessary.
You'll have to excuse the room. We wasn't expecting anyone. That's the best chair over there near the window.
Thank you. You're very wise to be so thorough.
Oh, it's a matter of having to. They'd cut your throat for a shilling. So, it's national security.
Yes, I'm afraid so. The situation
is... Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm afraid time is all important. I can't go into details.
It's classified, then.
Yes, you see...
It comes as no surprise. Les, my husband, was only...
Pleased to meet you. This is the wife, Eva.
It would be my pleasure if the circumstances were more favourable. You see...
It's number 15, isn't it? Les was only just saying there's something funny going on across there, especially tonight.
Stands out a mile.
You've seen something, then, tonight?
Comings and goings, it's all night long. Cars pulling up.
I mean, where I sit as a rule, where you're sat now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shall I move?
No, stay where you are. There's no reserved seats in this house.
Thank you.
As I was saying, where I sit as a rule, you can see everything that's going on opposite. Especially number 15. I mean, it's not being nosy, you just can't help it.
Of course.
And over the last few days, it's got worse. Turn the light out.
What did your last slave die of?
Now, can you see? And look up on the roof. You can even see the attic window when the light's on up there. Like it is now.
Then there's the Mercedes to consider.
Mercedes?
Yes. It usually turns up in a Mercedes. But tonight, it was a Volvo.
A Volvo?
Yeah, you know, Swedish job. Anyway, we call this bloke the regular. Because he's as regular as clockwork. Every night he parks on night.
Well, not every night. Sometimes he manages to get in outside her.
Oh, yeah. We know all about it. Let the organ grinder get a few words.
Just get your facts right. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. Most nights he parks up and goes across to number 15.
Money?
In the French pit. More than one occasion, I have put him in the picture about parking on my side. It's like talking to a brick wall.
Les is fanatical about people pulling up in our space.
It's a dog-eat-dog in this neighbourhood. So, tonight, same procedure. Only thing different is that on this visit, she doesn't answer the door. She was in all right, because later on we spotted her. But tonight, the regular gets a knockback.
Which is suspicious, because it's usually rat-a-tat-tat and then he goes. But we all know why she's lying, doggo.
Because she's entertaining two blokes.
Wearing funny hats.
Who left early on.
But have since come back.
And the regular?
Well, he looked like he was settling down for the night. In the car, that is. Until I gave him the message.
Message?
Yes. Les was out in a flash, putting him in the picture about parking in our space.
Definitely. I mean, come on, come on.
And the two men, in funny hats, are they still in the house? It's highly important that I know.
You can bank on it.
You are absolutely positive.
It is gilt etched. As a matter of fact, one of them is just closing the curtains now. Downstairs. Look for yourself. I've got the light on.
Yes, that's one of them, without a doubt.
It's strange for her to have the light on downstairs. As a rule, it's a complete blackout apart from the attic.
Yeah, well, that's gone off now. I tell you.
And don't forget, when you was in the bath.
What are you talking about?
The officials.
Officials?
Well, there could have been officials. I mean, more than likely.
Though Les thought they could have been villains.
You know, long overcoats and silvers.
They didn't come here by any chance.
No, no. They gave us the wide berth.
There's coffee if you want it.
No, thanks. It's very kind of you. But in the light of what you've told me, time is of the essence. Failure to act now could have dire consequences for us all.
Oh, that bad, eh?
Yes, very much so, I'm afraid. So if you would unlock the door.
Oh, definitely. So, you are on to Monique, then?
Yes, she is involved. I can say no more. Once again, sincerest thanks.
Don't mention it. It's a pity you couldn't stay for a drink.
Oh, yes, we could fill you in with a lot of what goes on around here. Is that right, Evie?
We could stock a library.
Twice over.
But don't get the idea we spend all our time looking out of the window. It's just that you'd have to be blind, deaf and dumb not to notice what's happening on your own doorstep.
Yes. Well, thank you both.
Good luck.
You won't be tackling them on your own, will you?
No. My men are parked down the street.
Well, all the best, then. Cheerio. Do you realise his men are parked down the street? They must be expecting trouble.
Seems like it. Now, don't you get involved. Lock the door and come in. You've got a grandstand view from the chair.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, if this doesn't make the headlines, then I know nothing.
Sit down. Shall I turn the light on?
No. Leave it off.
Has he gone?
No. Stood by the car, looking down the street. He's giving them a wave.
His men?
Must be. Now he's getting in the car. He's moving off. Yeah, he's gone. Must be leaving it to the lads. Yes, here they are. It's a van. They're all jumping out the back. There must be half a dozen of them. They've got a sledgehammer going on the door. Oh, Christ, that was fast. They've broken in. Come and have a look at this. It's like Aunt Teller.
Oh, God help us. That's not a police van. What does he say?
Oh, it looks like fruit and veg. Fresh deliveries daily. Any distance. They're dragging the three of them out. They're battering holes in them. Bloody hell, that's a bit much. There's a gun in the van.
Oh, I can't look. What is he going to?
Putting the boot in. Everything. Never seen anything like it. They've gone.
That was never the police. Never in 1,000 years was that the police. Not in this country. Our lot don't behave like that.
Well, he never said police, did he?
Well, what did he say then? I mean, you was talking to the man.
No, as far as I can remember it, he said something about national security.
Yes, your door was asked for identification. It tells you specifically. Always ask for identification. Has anyone come out?
What?
In the street. Has anyone come out to see what was going on?
No one out there. They've made a right mess of the front door. It's hanging on 1 inch. The kids will be in and wreck the place if somebody doesn't nail it up. What do you think? Shall I go over and bag a nail?
Definitely not. It's none of our business. I told you that earlier on.
Leave it alone, then.
You'd be well advised to do just that.
Hey, I've never seen anything like it. They were in and out like a tornado.
I never want to see anything like it again. It makes you wonder what's happening. It never used to be like this.
The best street in the area. Look at it now.
What's the time?
It's getting on. Your favourite's on show.
I know.
He's all been interviewed.
Yeah. Oh, well, but they might go mad and show your fury, just old films.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Oh, I don't mind telling you. That lock's not the stuffing out of me.
It's not done me much good.
Oh, whatever has she been up to?
Monique?
Yeah. I mean, it can't be what we thought.
Well, I'd be very surprised if it was. There was the two blokes.
It's a puzzle.
I'll tell you one thing. The regular's going to be in for a shock tomorrow night. When he sees the state of that door, he'll want to know a few things.
He might come here.
Why should he come here?
Why? Well, I think that's obvious. He knows you're on your toes. That way he always come out when he parks up on our side. He's not daft. He can put two and two together.
Oh, yes, and what does that add up to, eh? Because I'm rigid on parking doesn't mean I'm an authority on everything that's going on in the street. If he's got any sense, he'll weigh up the situation and scarp her. Rapid.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
What's up now?
What's up? There's been near murder out there, practically on our doorstep, and you say, what's up?
Yes, well, it's all over now, isn't it?
Is it? You might get a surprise. You might get more than you bargain for. There could be repercussions.
Repercussions?
That's what I said. You should have kept out of it. You could find yourself in hot water.
I only give him the facts. There's no wrong with that. They can't put you away for giving someone the facts. And anyway, where was you when all this was going on, eh? I mean, you wasn't backwards in coming forward. You said your piece.
Never missed him.
Oh, your favourite?
Yeah, I've not missed him, have I?
No, he's on in 5 minutes.
He was good in that last one. Where he played the missionary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just time for a drink, eh? I'll put the kettle on.
Aye.
Do you want cocoa?
Oh, go on then.
I'm not twisting your arm up your back. We're down on milk.
Down on milk?
That's what I said.
Yes, well, don't blame me.
You can either have half a cup milk only, or a full cup, half milk, half water. What's it going to be?
Give us a full cup, half and half.
The tin have evaporated. We don't like that as a rule.
Well, you're dead right, I don't. Do you know what Orwell said?
Orwell who?
George Orwell. He said...
Go on, what did he say?
He said, in time, tin food may prove to be more deadly than the machine gun.
What did he mean, I wonder? You're not sat in the dark, are you? Because if you are, turn the telly on. If they don't see a glimmer, they'll be breaking in the back door. You're not looking out of the window, are you? Les? 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 Les?
In Looking Out, by Ray Hartshorne, John Jardine was Les, Paula Tilbrook, Eva, and Malcolm Rayburn, their visitor. The play was directed in the Northwest by Tony Cliff.